It's hot. I thought Torrance has a really nice weather. Basically, it's my fault. Because, you know, you have this new hot pastor. And I brought this weather to you. Thank you so much for your continual encouragement and support. I like, you know, your comments about my ministry, especially my message. Besides my handsomeness and humbleness, I like the encouragement of your my sermon message. Someone approached me and said, "Your sermon is so realistic. Not just an ideal concept, but it's really very practical and realistic that we can apply to our lives." That was really a big encouragement for me. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you a message that we can live out our faith life with the message. Today's message is about God with me. E is a question mark. So, God with me. I read that someone make a list of 10 world's worst questions. It's a personal opinion, not the, you know. So just listen to me. Number one, it's a world worst questions. Number one, will you promise not to get mad at when I ask you something? Number two, do you have any statistic to back up that statement? Number three, you don't honestly expect me to believe that, do you? Number four, haven't you any sense of humor? Number five, you don't remember me, do you? Number six, have I kept you waiting? Number seven, now, what's the matter? That's the worst. Number eight, are you asleep? Number nine, so what? And number 10, the last one, when are you gonna grow up? That's the world's worst questions, according to someone, not me. Maybe many of you, so maybe some of you noticed that my sermon title for last several weeks ended up this question mark. Did you notice that? And you don't care? I intentionally put it, this sermon title, with a question mark. It's like, you know, I'm doing some sort of like a sermon series. If I may title, Ask the Congregation Right Question. Ask the congregation the right questions. There's a book that I read a long time ago when I was in seminary. I cannot remember the exact title of it, but the book says, if you ask the right question to church, if you ask the right question to church, then church will be transformed by the question. I kind of like that idea. You know, if you ask the right question, and that question will slowly transform the whole church. When we had my first financial committee meeting 3 weeks ago, I asked a committee member this question: are we doing okay? Are we doing okay? in terms of finance-wide? That's the question we need to keep asking ourselves. Are we doing okay? Last several weeks, I have been trying to ask you this question that we need to hear, the question that we need to really refocus on, the question that we intentionally live out in our lives. Today, the sermon title is God with Me. I'm going to talk about our own understanding or our own definition of God with us. If we make it more personal, maybe we try to figure out what's the meaning of God with me. God with me, what's that mean? My brothers and sisters in Christ, are we doing okay? Are we doing okay living in this broken world? Are we doing okay living in this confusion and chaos that we're living in every day? At least Torrance, our community is a little bit different than other communities. We have this pleasant environment around us. A lot of people out there assume that we are living in this la-la land, happy land. Living in this happy land, are we doing okay? We have this promise, special promise from our God. It is true promise from our God that God is with us always, not occasionally, not sometimes, but always. Is God with me? Is God with you? According to the scripture, when Jesus came to on this earth, the angel revealed the purpose of God's incarnation, birth of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 1st chapter 23, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him, what? Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is very special, intentional, incredible, whatever the adjective you want to use it, revealing the purpose of God's incarnation. According to our United Methodist Communion liturgy that we're going to do that today at the end of service, the communion liturgy starts with this: the Lord be with you. And congregation responded, and also with you. This is a remind. We're saying this, we remind each other that God is with us in this place, in this time. The presence of God, as we taking the elements, and God within me, and we, us, within God's kingdom. The presence of God is real. And it's very important, essential to our faith. But again, let's go back to the reality. In our reality, how many of you actually feel the presence of God every day? In our daily life, how many of us feel the existence, God's presence, God's guidance every moment, just like God promised to us. I admit, it's hard. It's hard, even though God promised that I'll be with you always, it's really hard for us to feel the presence of God. Again, let's ask this question of why. Why can we feel God's presence, God with me all the time? There are so many reasons that we don't feel the presence of God. We can address so many things, but usually when trials and difficulties and suffering came to our lives, it's really hard for us to feel the presence of God. For example, next Sunday is 9/11. Where were you when 9/11 happened? I was in a seminary taking history class, which is my worst subject. And then somebody ran into the classroom saying, "War just broke." People start watching this unthinkable terror on live on TV. Planes crash into the Twin Towers, Pentagon, Pennsylvania. It's unthinkable things happen. And people are actually watching it live, almost live, real time. Looking at this terrible situation, people with fear and horror, people ask this question: where is God? Where is God? Why God allowed this terror? Is God really with us? I remember some of the professors offered the seminary student this question. Think about if your church member asks you as a pastor this question: where is God? Why God allow this terror to us? How would you answer it? How would you answer it? It's hard. It's really hard to feel the presence of God when we're facing the challenges and trials in our lives. Not only 9/11, but many difficult things happening in our daily lives, our individual and unique lives, when unexpected things, tragedy occurred. We are asking this question: why me? Why did this happen to me? We often assume that all the present and good things happen in our lives, we kind of give a credit to God. Oh, God bless me. God is with me. God is leading my life. But on the other hand, when we go through this difficult and hardship, pain and suffering come to our lives, where is God? There is a story about three Satans get together, discuss about how to take the people of God away from God. Get it? Three Satans get together and discuss how to, you know, take these people of God away from God. And one Satan confidently said that, "I'll do it. It's easy. I'll go down and give people hard time with these natural disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, flood, all kind of natural disasters, and people will take their back away from God." And this Satan did it, but strangely enough, more people come to God more people start to pray to God. So second, Satan said that that's not the right way, you fool. I will go down and provide more personal and individual hardship of suffering. And this Satan went down and gave these people really hard time of suffering, trials, with all this individual situation, unique situation, this Satan gave a pain and suffering. But you know what? Strangely, again, enough, that more people turn to God and start kneeling down before God and pray. And then finally, the last Satan smiled and said, I will teach you a lesson today. That's not an effective way to take people of God away from God. So this Satan went down and provided people with abundant richness, abundant material happiness, this abundance. And the other Satan said, what are you doing? And they noticed that people of God start enjoying this rich environment and materialism, material happiness and abundance. People start turn their back away from God. Obviously, it's just a made-up story, but I think there's a true special message that we can find in this story. Where is God? Is really God with me in my life? The truth is, our God of Emmanuel is always with us. He's still with us today, in this place, in your life, in your family. You know, in the Bible, because we're not really for sure God is with me, there are several places that God is showing God's people, God's presence. Even though when people get out of Egypt in the wilderness, God is showing this pillar of fire and cloud, indicating that I am with you. Let's say it together. God is with me. With confidence, please. God is with me. Yeah, that's right. God is with me. That's what God promised to us, that God is always with you and me, my life. And God is keeping God's promise still even right now. But the thing is, we have this Psalm 22. Are you familiar with today's scripture, Psalm 22? Another question, who said this? Psalm 22, my God, why you forsake me? Who cited this Psalm 22 and where? Of course, Jesus Christ on the cross, taking the last breath, Jesus Christ cited this special scripture. My God, why you forsake me? Think about it. This special moment that Jesus Christ was on the cross taking his last breath. The last several words that we already know. One of them was particularly he cited Psalm 22. Why? Why do you think that Jesus Christ on the cross cited this scripture? Do you think it's such a suddenly, Jesus Christ suddenly remember this scripture and said it? No. Jesus purposely cited this special word from Psalm 22. Because Jesus Christ wants us to know that God is with me. God, with no situation, no matter what situation, God is with us. God is with me. Even on the cross, Jesus cried out to the Lord, God, where are you? Where are you? Knowing that God is with us. Because God is still keeping his promise to us. So God kept his promise, and now it's our turn to do our part. What's our part? We need to keep asking, keep searching the presence of God in our lives. We need to keep searching and asking about, God, are you with me? In this situation, in this time, are you with me? It's not like my way of God with me. God's way of God with me. That's the part that we diligently search and asking. One of the famous scriptures, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will open to you. If we keep searching, asking, then we will find the presence of God. Even in the time of trouble, trials, and suffering. That's why Jesus Christ cried out on the cross these special words of prayer. It's a heartfelt prayer to God. It's a heartfelt prayer that we need to pray every day. God did God's part, and then we need to do our part. You know, the Psalm, the 23, is a famous psalm that we read, like some people memorize it too. But to think about it, Psalm 23 is right after Psalm 22. Psalm 23, usually we cite it during the funeral service. We probably read it this Tuesday too. But because even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, God is with me. Your rod, your staff, it comfort me. Because of that, God's promise is about, being with God in the green pastures. People are cited this Psalm 23, quoting Psalm 23 during the celebration of life. But the thing is, Psalm 23 is about here and now. Psalm 23, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's the real situation actually we are facing every day, isn't it? The situation that we are facing, the practical and the real life that we're living in every day. And God is with me. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Psalm 22 and Psalm 23 is not connected randomly. It's purposely put together. Because the valley of the shadow of the death, clearly described in Psalm 22. Now, confess that God is with me. Your rod, your staff comfort me. So, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil here and now, because you are with me. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I know sometimes it's really hard to understand. It's hard to feel the presence of God. But we have the promise that I'll be with you. So let's keep asking. Let's keep searching every day. God, are you with me? God, are you here with me? God, you know this situation. Are you with me? I really pray that we can cry out, continue to seek God's presence in our daily lives, even we are facing difficult and challenges in our lives. I'm going to read the two verses from Proverbs chapter 8, 17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Jeremiah 29, verse 12 to 13. Then you will call upon me, come and pray to me. I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. God with us. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for the message that you've given us today. We thank you that you challenge us with this message. Help us, God, to ask your presence. Help us, God, to searching your Emmanuel, God with us in our daily lives. This world keep insisting me that we are living in this hardship and difficult times. But God, we know that you are with us. Lead us, guide us the way that we need to go, and help us to have a faith in you so that we can confidently go out this world and transform to your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.